Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the solution. You do that by getting a clue, by getting the information you need to speak, by making sure that you know what, you know, what's going on. When I say that, I don't, you know, I'm not saying that in a disparaging way, but I want to make sure you know what's happening so that when you go ahead and speak, when you get out there, tell people what's right, what's wrong, the truth behind some of the issues happening, that you have a way to back yourself up. You're dealing with the facts where you can back it up. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5, yeah, I know it's Halloween. Okay, whatever, we'll play that. We'll deal with that in a few minutes. Hey, Director Chris Ray today, you know, he was on the hot seat, and pretty much admitted, because we don't have any issues at the border, right? But he admitted that Hamas and terrorist organizations will probably conduct attacks here on our own soil. I mean, apparently he was so busy targeting Trump supporters, you know, white supremacist MAGA people, who I'm sure will do, you know, mass damage to our country. Not. But, hey, terrorists, potential terrorists, people on the watch list, people coming over our border, starting to break the rules from the very beginning. Yeah, nothing to worry about. Not an issue. Did you see what was going on in some of these other countries? Do you really believe that all those people there in the streets, all those supporters of Hamas and Palestine, you think that they were all already in the country? That they were natives to that country, if you would? France is complaining that they're losing their culture, they're losing their heritage. They deserve it. Any country who's willing to let this happen to them, including ours, we deserve what we get. Some of the people that I've talked about these issues with have said the same thing to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I really do. And, you know, there's so much going on right now. Pick something. Don't get distracted by every little thing like I do. Pick something. So Ray said that he said this is part of a larger, you know, issue that's going on. Actually, I think today a lot of people from the Department of Homeland Security, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said the NCTC Director Christine, I guess it's Abizel, that places a glaring spotlight on the escalating threat in the United States. You know, it's always funny that we don't know what we're talking about. When we bring these things up, we're homophobic, we're Islamophobic, we're different color phobic, whatever they want to call it, I don't really care. Right? So, I don't know, again, when it starts to come true, why don't they look at us? You know, it's a stupid question. Never mind. I retract the question. I know why. Because we can't, no matter what, they can't prove that we were right about anything. Even if it's at the detriment to your kids, the country, what have you. They can't claim that we're right about anything. Trump was right about so many things when it came to them, you know, tapping his lines all the way through. He knew something was against the Russian. The dossier was a hoax. It was a Russian hoax. We knew it. Why did it take so long for them to catch up? It didn't. They knew it was a hoax, too. We can go down a list of this stuff. We've been screaming about the people coming over the border for what, years now? Since shortly after Joey B. took office. Right? But we're the nut jobs. You know, Mayorkas and team have been saying, this, you know, is, well, what was there, 20, maybe 100 Americans held hostage in Gaza? No. There's over 500 Americans being held hostage in Gaza. Why can't these people tell the truth? And yet they call me, or guys like me, they call Trump, right, biggest liar in chief. Well, I don't know. I think Joey B's going to be 12 times over. Why can't they tell the truth? I mean, it would be that hard for them? I think it would be. Mayorkas said that, or confirmed, I think it's more still, that over 600,000 illegal immigrants evaded law enforcement at the southern border. Hello? We've been saying that. We've been saying the same thing. And he kept telling us, you know, telling other people that we were lying. Like, no. This is crazy. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me here on the air, in the chat room. We're going to talk a little bit about Halloween after the break. We're going to bring me on a pastor from Los Angeles. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Masina, host. Oh, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. All right. I brought on a pastor from Los Angeles County, right? I mean, Pastor Jerry Cook. With me from the Freedom's Way Baptist Church. And Pastor Jerry, you know this. I do this every year. I ask the same question. Still haven't got an answer that makes me happy. should Christians really, really be celebrating Halloween?
Well, Joe, first of all, thanks for having me on again and the utter confidence that you put in me to answer this question tonight.
I was going to believe you, but I want you to answer the question. Yeah.
Well, first of all, if we want to look at this strictly from a Protestant perspective, today is obviously Reformation Day, Reformation Eve. And so, you know, we celebrate Martin Luther and the great reformers who came before us, and, you know, finding those wonderful doctrines of the just shall live by faith written by the Apostle Paul. So we can start off with that. But then, of course, we have this opposing or counter activity that happens on the same day called Halloween. And I guess it really depends on your perspective, Joe. I know I've been taking my kids out ever since they've been able to go out. And so for my kids, all they see is an opportunity to dress up and get free candies from complete strangers. And then, of course, I get to rifle through the bag after the evening.
Yeah, looking at it and saying, well, you know, I just have to make sure it's safe for you. That's all, you know, right?
Yeah, but I, on a serious note, though, Joe, we've made it clear to our kids down through the years that Halloween, as understood through secular perspective, obviously it's a dark evening for those who celebrate it on a satanic level. As Christians, we want to expose the unfruitful works of darkness as much as we possibly can. And I completely understand that Satanists probably have a field day tonight. But the fact is, getting dressed up for Halloween doesn't make you a believer or worshiper in the devil any more than getting dressed up for church makes you someone who worships God.
I agree with you. It doesn't just because you've got the clothing on and you're out going getting ice cream, or I'm not ice cream, I'm sorry, I can't, you know, you tell what I want. I want ice cream, but
nothing wrong with ice cream.
Go out and get candy and what have you. But I think it for some people, it is truly the night of the dead, if you would, and they're trying to figure out why would we celebrate, partake of, or be involved with something that is not directly attached to Christ or the Bible.
Well, I think that goes back to my initial point, which is perspective here, because obviously when you say Night of the Dead, that's mainly something that is celebrated within the Latin community. But when it comes to Reformation Day, that is something that is celebrated by Christians throughout the world. In fact, today, as I was looking through my Facebook posts, I saw a lot of Christian friends of mine posting memes of Happy Reformation Day, which, of course, has kind of taken a back seat to Halloween and other events down through the years, but just has recently gained a little bit more traction. But again, my kids, you know, not dressed up as goblins and ghosts, but dressed up as things that wouldn't be offensive. I do think there's some perspective there, too. I don't think your kids should be dressed up as a, you know, a slayer or, you know, something that's going to celebrate
Freddy Krueger or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think works of darkness. But, you know, from my perspective of my 8-year-old, she's getting free candy.
Well, I get that. Listen, I get that. I some people just want to make sure that their kids don't miss out on something, or, I don't want to miss out on a candy either. It's having this perspective of understanding what the true day was about. And I think some people have the same feelings, frankly and honestly, about Christmas. Is it really, and we don't have to get through it now or today, but Christmas truly is not the day that Jesus was born. And if you guys do a little bit of a Googling, you'll find out, well, maybe not anymore, I don't know if the internet's going to tell you the truth, but you'd find out that truly the Christ probably was not born on December 25th with snow on the ground and what have you, but that was actually a time of, the summer solstice and or worship of the sun god, right?
Winter solstice, actually, depending on the pagans. But I still celebrate December 25th as the physical birth of the Lord Jesus Christ via the incarnation. I know the history behind that as well, and I have pros and cons to you as well.
Well, I think he's gone.
On this issue?
There he goes.
Yeah, not everyone's going to have liberty on this issue.
Right. No, again, it is a matter for me of just making sure that, people understand, first of all, you do have hardcore right-wing Christians who will point at people who go out for Halloween and say, why would you worship the devil if, Jesus is truly your Lord, or worship something that takes the focus off of your Lord. I'm not one of those guys, truly. But I do have reservations. How's that? Put it that way. Because there are other meanings behind the day, and I have a hard, I have a reservation. I'll leave it at that. How's that? I have reservations with actually going out and getting involved with all those little demonic kids. No, I'm just kidding. So, anyway, but you're going out to get candy, and you will have overflowing candy. You'd be more than happy to drop it off at my house if you have too much of it. And he's gone. That's all right. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563, right? I mean, seriously, people, be careful. Some of you are out. We'll be out soon. Be careful. Check the candy. Dads, you know, check the candy. You know what I mean, right? And maybe we'll talk a little bit about the origins, the meanings, the traditions of Halloween, because it is something that people truly don't understand. They don't understand where it came from, what it means. And if you're not a believer in God or spiritual things, in if you would, in the generic term, then this might not bother you at all. It's just a fun night to be out, right? You know, the tradition started, I don't know, God, thousands of years ago, last time when I read the articles, you know, it started off with the ancient Celtic festival of, I know I'm going to screw this up, so cut me some slack, Samhain. When people would light bonfires, they'd wear costumes to ward off ghosts. Let's talk a little bit more about this when we come back. Jump into your host. Don't go far.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Israeli military stated that they are escalating their ground invasion in Gaza. Additionally, they reported targeting Hezbollah sites in Lebanon and striking a military facility in Syria. The conflict, which began with Hamas' attack on Israel on October 7th, has resulted in over 9,000 casualties on both sides. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is advocating for aid for Ukraine.
Ukraine is
part of it. Obviously, Israel enjoys overwhelming support, but we think it's also important that we have a part related to Asia.
He told reporters today he agrees conceptually with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on a sweeping package to provide funding to Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan, and the southern border. He added, however, that Democrats will have to include strong border provisions to give Republican support. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We're back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Bring me candy. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm not going to get any candy. I realize that already. Joe Messina, your host. Like I said, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. We're talking about the origin, I guess, of Halloween to a degree. I'm not going to beat it up for a whole hour. I promise. Because it would make me crazy. I don't want to do it. Right? But I think, you know, people don't know. Isn't that traditionally a Halloween song? But it does kind of send its show. So, come on, really, seriously. Anyway, the tradition is originated with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, I guess. When people would light bonfires and wear costumes, they ward off ghosts in the 8th century. But now Pope Gregory III, he designated November 1st as a time to honor All Saints. And soon All Saints Day incorporated some of the traditions of Samhain. The evening before was known as All Hallows Eve. And later, Halloween, obviously. Now, over time, Halloween evolved into a day of activities like trick-or-treating. Now, there's also a reason behind that, by the way. Why they did that, right? And the trick was to trick the ghosts away from you. Get them gone. Yeah. Now, I don't see where that comes in to a Bible-based celebration, but hey, that's just me. This was the day, too, also tied to the Romans. Just like Christmas. The Romans traditionally commemorated the passing of the dead. The second was a day to honor Pomona, the Roman goddess of fruit and trees. Oh, geez. You know what? That should be here in California. We should celebrate the Roman goddess of fruits and nuts. Thank you. The symbol of Pomona is the apple. And the incorporation of the celebration into Samhain. If I'm saying it wrong, just let me know. Probably explains the tradition of bobbing for apples. I don't think I ever did that. Anyhow, I got a kick out of it. I hope you did too. It's again, look it up. It's just a giggle. You don't have to get crazy with it. Just look it up. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Okay, so I was all over the place a few minutes ago before that last segment. because I was going down some of the hot stories of the moment. Just like the White House admitting that Hamas now is holding nearly 500 Americans. Remember, they do this to us all the time. Constantly the southern border is secure. Right. Right. Now, the White House has been that Hamas is holding nearly 500 Americans hostage in Gaza. Marsha Blackburn calls out Biden and Jake Sullivan. I mean, why would you lie to us about this? What is the big deal? Right? What do they have to fear? We had a judge today that issued an order for them to stop cutting razor wire. Where was, making it easier for people to come across the border. I love it. Finally, they're starting to catch on. And the only way we're going to win this is through the court system. Because that's what the other side does on a regular basis. They run it through the court system. Right? It's a legal war. They know how to do it. They've been playing it longer. And why? Because he knows. He knows what's going on. I mean, and again, the admitting it. Some of you think I went up. No, I didn't. I didn't go off to a track here. The idea here is that they keep lying. This administration, remember, Trump was called a liar in chief. He's got nothing on Joe Biden team. Absolutely nothing. And so far, only two Americans have been allowed to leave Hamas-controlled Gaza since October 7th, right? I mean, sure, you need to go in there and level the place. Right? Yeah, I mean, Israel's been, unlike what Hamas did, Israel's been telling the people of Gaza, get out. If you stay, it's on you. We're going to bomb this place. We're going to level it. We're going to take out Hamas. You won't even be able to smell that they were there anymore. I agree with Netanyahu today when he said, look, a ceasefire is nothing more than them giving up, them surrendering. Because it means nothing to Hamas. They don't care about the goodwill of this stuff. They will not be happy they won't even believe it, but till every Jew is wiped off the face of the planet. That's the whole goal. It's a spiritual goal, but a goal nonetheless. And now you have the same type of people coming over the border. You saw them. If you're honest with yourself, you know those on the left are taking notes. They want to try to hang me with all this. But you take a look at the video. Watch the video. Watch how many people, young fighting, and they're not just young fighting age. Look at these. These young men coming over are ready for a fight. You don't make that trip looking like those guys do. Unless you're in good physical shape. Really. Now, during his opening statement, aside from domestic threats, the corrupt FBI identifies as violent extremists, domestic violent extremists, any Trump MAGA supporter, anybody who knows how to spell the name Trump, right? Christians, Catholics, parents who have opened their mouth at school board meetings, right, these are the real terrorists, according to Ray and others. He went on to say, as I said a few moments ago, on the top of the homegrown violent extremists and domestic violent extremist threat, we also cannot and do not discount the possibility that Hamas or another foreign terrorist organization may exploit the current conflict to conduct attacks here on our own soil. You know, and again, if they're so focused on what's happening overseas, are they focused on what's happening here? I don't think so. And they're quite, and I will say it, they're quite scary. Because if these guys aren't watching them the way they should, remember, these terrorists are all over this. They know how to make this happen. Here's him in his own words, I think, I hope.
But as I said a few moments ago, on top of the homegrown violent extremists and domestic violent extremist threat, we also cannot and do not discount the possibility that Hamas or another foreign terrorist organization may exploit the current conflict to conduct attacks here on our own soil.
Now, think about what he just said. Basically what Ray is saying, because he put them first, right? Homegrown terrorists. Now, he's not talking about people that are born here, that are radicalized here for whether it's, you know, Islam or some other organization or Hamas or whatever. No, he's talking about Christians, Catholics, parents that speak out at school board meetings. That's who he's talking about. Don't let that go over your head. Pay attention to the words.
We have kept our sights on Hamas and have multiple ongoing investigations into individuals affiliated with that foreign terrorist organization.
And when did they start focusing on this? Because according to Homeland Security, right, DHS put out a list, if you would. Now, there were 172 individuals on the terrorist watch list. They were apprehended trying to get into the U.S. This number is extremely higher per year, right, over the last 6 years. But they were caught. They were apprehended. What about the ones we didn't? What do you think that number is? What do you think we're at with that? I think it's a big spread. I think two or three get through for every one that they grab. They have to be ready. Now, the Iranians, for instance, they've directed, or by hiring criminals, they're mounting assassination attempts against dissidents and high-ranking current and former U.S. government officials. And a lot of those are right here on American soil. He even cautioned about it. Can't keep up with it. He went on to say that Hezbollah, Iran's primary strategic partner, they've had a history of establishing operations here in the United States. It's just amazing. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855. 732-556, we love, get involved, get engaged, truly be, you know, part of the solution. That's what I want. I always want you to be part of the solution, right? And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, really, right? At least that's why I try to make it so you're part of the solution. It doesn't always work that way. You guys are not always cooperative, you know? Anyway, talk a little bit about, you know, Halloween. Make sure that you're I know this isn't like 1951, but in all sincerity, make sure you're looking at the candy, checking the candy. My buddy was telling me that you want to check the candy because frankly, for all intents and purposes, you want to stay away from the stuff that's loose and open and all of that. I get it. I mean, I don't know enough about this. I don't have little kids anymore. So it's a little different for me, you know what I'm saying? You know, and any candy you might be suspicious of, you know, grandpa or grandma or dad, you know, you really should check it. Just to make sure. You want to keep your kids safe, right? But I'll tell you what's even more scary. Especially if you've been paying attention, you know, Fauci keeps cropping up. He keeps coming back like a bad rash, you know what I'm saying? And the lie keeps getting perpetuated, and nobody calls him on it. And when I say nobody, okay, nobody in the left calls him on it. How's that? That would probably be more fair to say. Is that a real word? More fair to say. But here, take a listen. Because it's infuriating that he gets away with this stuff. Nobody really calls him on it. Here's a Fauci in 22 saying that, hey, you know, I never suggested a lockdown. Are you crazy?
First of all, I didn't recommend locking anything down.
And the record will show, Neil, that we didn't recommend shutting everything down.
I recommended to the president that we shut the country down.
Oh.
And that was a very difficult decision because I knew it would have serious economic consequences, which it did.
Did you miss that? Anybody miss that? Because I mean, serious. Here's, this is how they operate. This is how they constantly operate. You'll never hear this on any left-wing publication or online service.
First of all, I didn't recommend locking anything down.
And the record will show, Neil, that we didn't recommend shutting everything down.
Yeah. The record's going to show, all right, but that's not what it's going to show. Here's what it'll show.
I recommended to the president that we shut the country down. And that was a very difficult decision because I knew it would have serious economic consequences, which it did.
Now, the funny thing about that, it's not like a flippant comment or remark, right? I mean, he says it, and then he goes on to say, I knew it would hurt us financially. I knew it would have serious economic downfalls. You know, but we had to do it for the sake of the country. Now we find out we really didn't have to do it for the sake of the country. What a peach he is, right? 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Monday, the George ordered. The judge orders federal agents to stop cutting razor wire at the border. About time. About time somebody figured this out. Matter of fact, the truth of the matter is, Texas is doing what the federal government should do. Now, a federal judge Monday ordered the federal agents to stop cutting razor wire at Texas's border with Mexico. He granted a temporary win to Texas officials who sued to halt the practice. And the ruling filed on Monday, U.S. District Judge Aliyah Moses granted a temporary restraining order that prohibited the federal government from removing, disassembling, degrading, or tampering with the wire installed at the U.S.-Mexican border, and that's in Eagle Pass, because they were coming through there. It was like a hole, a massive hole in a water tank. They were just pouring through there. And there's no way to check them. There's no way to stop them. There's no way to slow them down. Now, the only exception to the order is in the case of any medical emergency, most likely resulting in the injury or the death to a person. If no boats or other life-saving apparatus are available prior to reaching the wire barrier, that's what they can do. It's just amazing. Now, the Lone Star State filed a suit last week. They were alleging the federal officials are destroying Texas state property by cutting the wire and, as a result, undermining the efforts by Texas to ensure state security. They are allowed to protect themselves. They are allowed, right, to make sure that their people are safe. And according to the 10th Amendment, I mean, they can even activate the National Guard to protect their borders. It's very expensive. I get that. But how expensive is it doing what they're doing now? Maybe when Trump becomes president, these governors, they can ask for money to replenish their funds for something that we should have been. We stop giving the money to all these other countries. Stop giving money to some of the dumbest issues that are out there that the federal government loves to fund. You guys remember that congressman who used to, every year he would put up all the crazy items that the government funded, how much money they wasted? The judge ruled that the state of Texas is likely to succeed on its argument that the federal agents are violating its common law trespassing chattels. Whatever. As the state established, it owns the concertina wire and that the defendants damaged the wire without permission to do so. The judge also sided with Texas on the basis of public interest arguing The Wire deters unlawful activity, including illegal entry, drug smuggling, human trafficking. Moses said the court also recognized, however, that the public interest in allowing Border Patrol agents to address medical emergencies, granting the narrow exception as a result. Now he ruled the matter needs to be further discussed at a hearing, asked parties to present evidence in a preliminary injunction on November 7th. I mean, this is just amazing to me. We'll just put it that way. And I say that because how do two judges, not this one in particular, but we've seen this before, how do two judges look at the Constitution, look at the law of that particular state, read it, as Scalia used to do, go through the journals which brought it about, and decide that it has two totally different meanings? I don't even get that. I should say, I can't get that. I just don't understand. And it boils down to keeping someone safe. Keeping Americans safe. Keeping people safe. And they just don't see it. Another governor that's out to lunch. I don't even want to use that term. He ain't out to lunch. He's off the planet. Right, Newsom's over there making fun with the Chinese because they got buku bucks. Now, the bad side of me, the dark side of me, is saying Gavin's over there making deals with them. Hey, you want to send me money? You're at the wiring of millions of dollars mode? Here's my account number. So he was 6 days to China. Took all kinds of photo ops. You know, everybody's talking about his presidential run. He may not even run this time. He may wait and run next time. Right? He's got a big smile on his face while he's shaking hands with President Xi Jinping. His tour of the Chinese electric manufacturing... You know what? The electric manufacturing is killing us here. Electric cars. Electric vehicles, whatever. Really doing a number on us. The plants are losing money. Ford's losing money. GM's losing money. Where's all those jobs it was supposed to bring? The economic boom that it was supposed to bring? Well, we're getting the bigger parts of the product from where? China. How are we getting rid of the batteries? Who's mining that stuff over in China? What do they look like? Look at all the videos of him walking the wall and other places in China with those groovy sunglasses on and that slick back bacon grease hair, you know? Oh, God bless. He was trying to play basketball by stepping on some little schoolboys. He's eager to learn or lead into his relationship with China's brutal communist regime. Right? I mean, think about that. He's getting in bed with people that have no concern but for others' human rights. Absolutely none. There's many, many, many Democrats condemning China. Not him. He wants the money. That's what it boils down to. He is that stereotypical, I'm smarter than you, I know more than you, and I'm willing to do anything it takes to get into this office, including taking money from people who are known for the human rights atrocities. Joe Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute joins me after the break. Don't go far.